What's happening? It's your boy 911 and you're tuned in to AVG Podcast. You know how we do it, let's get to it. So today is just a mental health check-in. Not gonna talk to you long, just wanted to check in on everybody, see how you're doing, how's your mental state, how's your mental health, because this next phase we're about to embark on, your mental health is gonna be tested, so we need to build it up now. We need to talk to people we trust, talk to specialists, talk to therapists, talk to your high power, whatever you need to get through this next phase. You need to do that because your mental health is going to be checked at its fullest to see what we're made of. We got mass shootings seemingly every day now when I wake up. We have wars and the threats of wars going on in foreign land that have been threatened to be brought to our American soil. We have currency increasingly being phased out. I've mentioned a couple times on my Instagram page that the way we know money, the way we handle money, that's basically a thing of the past. They're trying to phase it out. We have the car industry all moving towards the electric cars. And with gas going up at the rate it is, that might not be a bad idea. But it's a lot of, I'm talking about, huge changes to the way of life that we've grown so accustomed to, that it's going to be uncomfortable learning and settling in this new norm. That's why, as I stated, our mental toughness has to be as tough as it has ever been. You have to stop, unplug from the internet, and take a look around you, because the internet is a toxic place. It can have you miserable about things that aren't as bad as you think it is. Because we're all going through something, and I said before on a podcast like this, the internet is full of everybody's highlights. You're seeing the best of what everybody has to offer in that short 30-second, 60-second, or 90-second clip that they post on the internet versus what the other 24 hours or 23 hours and 59 minutes or 58 minutes of their life looks like. So don't let that short clip put you in a bad mental space because you're comparing yourself to a standard that they're not even living on a day-to-day basis. To my women out there struggling with weight loss, don't let these BBLs and these builder chicks, when you get on IG or TikTok or all that, force you into thinking that your natural body isn't beautiful. There's always beauty in imperfection. And it might seem like they're the standard for a second, but those copy and paste bodies, those too shall pass. Because it's going to come a time when all that stuff is falling apart. Because when the celebrities were doing it, just think now, they had the money to do some stuff and get the right trainers and the right diet in place to maintain and keep that weight up. And a lot of people I've seen have been risking their life, going to other countries, laying on tables and dying and going to hotel rooms, getting injected with substances that they don't even know what it is. All for this manufactured industry standard of beauty. Don't let the world prey on your insecurities and profit off them while you're risking your life. It's okay if you're in your mid-30s and had a couple kids. to look like you've in your mid-30s and had a couple kids. It's okay. There's no shame in that. You've brought forth life into this world. And I know a lot of women, you know, they saying, hey, I want to be snatched. I want to get my body back. It's cool. But don't put yourself in harm's way trying to achieve that goal over a superficial idea of what beauty and what a body is supposed to look like. To my fellas out there, I know the pressure, it gets hard on us earning money in this day and age. You know, jobs, unemployment is at an all-time high. You're looking around trying to plan and plot your next move. You don't see anything that out there that's truly profitable but get you to the next stage that stage in your life that you want to get to. But you look on IG and you see everybody balling and pulling up in new whips and rimming up. Your time is coming, my brother. Don't let what the internet has going on pull you down and get you in a state of a depression when 9 times out of 10, a lot of the stuff you're seeing is the best they have to offer at that moment. It's not their day-to-day lifestyle. And if it is, that's their season. Your season hasn't came yet. So stand firm, stand strong. Stand on what you're doing right now and believe your time is coming. And it will come. Manifest that. Work towards it. Take the proper steps. But don't let the internet put you in a state of a depression where you're trying these recreational drugs like fentanyl and you're getting down on yourself because you don't have what the next guy has, because you don't know how that guy achieved that. Or if that's really theirs, if you're looking at it on the internet. Please don't be fooled and think everybody that's taking pictures with nice shit, that's the stuff they own. So again, I just really wanted to tap in and tell everybody to enjoy life. Enjoy where you're at on this journey. You're gonna have bumps. You're gonna have downs. But as long as you're living and you have breath in your body, the story is not fully written. And you have a chance every day to get up and write and add to that chapter of your book of where you're at. Until your eyes are closed for good and it says the end, you have a chance to alter your reality and become a better person, become a better father, become a better mother, become a better friend, become a better employee, become a better business owner. It's all out there for you. But we have to be mentally prepared to take this new phase or this new journey that we're about to embark on. It's coming, folks. And I see it from afar. You know how they say objects in mirror may seem closer than they appear? The future and what we've seen on movies that seem far off, it was really closer than it may have appeared. They have a fully automated McDonald's right now in Fort Worth, Texas. No human employees in there. You go in Walmart, you gotta walk around the store 3 times to find a blue vest out. So trust me, when I say change for anybody is scary. Especially when you're dealing with the changes that we're going through and of this magnitude. Trust your higher power. I believe in God. That's my higher power. I lean on Him for understanding and faith that He's going to get me through this. But whatever your higher power is, make sure you tap into that and you have something that's higher and greater than you taking care of you and watching over you as you embark on this journey. It's one thing about this journey of life, man. Once you buckle in, you can't get off this ride till the universe says it's over. So while we're here, make the most of it. Don't put all these lofty expectations on yourself. Just take every day to add another block to the building and get better. Add another brick to the road, take another step. But you will get through it. We will get through it. But take care of your mental health. Love on the people that you have around you. And enjoy this journey. Thank you for taking your time to tune in. I'm just tapping in to talk about mental health. Make sure you're good. Check on your loved ones. Always visualize your goals. And after that, accomplish those visualized goals. 9/11.